Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. The main question this hour, why is this Cyber Monday different from all other Cyber Mondays? An answer and a prediction coming up. And first, remember AD's founding father and pioneering TV executive, Herb Granis. Also ahead, our new classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a trio of audiobooks when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details in a few minutes. Thank you for joining us on this Cyber Monday 2019. Happy after Thanksgiving to you and yours, and welcome once again to the program All About Television. 33 degrees at the top of the hour. The snow is falling here in New York City proper after being rained for most of the day and all of yesterday. The latest word from the Weather Channel as of 2 hours ago, 1 to 5 inches of snow expected here in New York City, going from 1 in Staten Island to 3 to 5 in Central Park and most of Manhattan before it all goes away overnight Tuesday. If you're in the area of the snow, hang in there. If you're in the area of New York City listening to us, please take mass transit if you're going out anywhere. And of course, if you have to travel by train or by bus or, of course, plane, check in with the carrier first before you go. A lot of flights are delayed. Some have been canceled. Some have been delayed at the various airports here in the area and other airports in Boston and Washington, Philadelphia, by as much as 3 to 4 hours. So please, if you are traveling by plane in particular or by rail, please check in with your carrier before you make the move. And if you're in the New York City area and have to travel tonight, use mass transit. We have a very interesting half hour and change for you today. We invite you to be part of the program. All it takes is a call from you. So make the move and call us at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. As always, the number is good anywhere you are catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. We've got our chat room in business as well, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Spreaker screen as well, too. Before we get into the meat of the program, let's do some news note quickies. Entertainment talent and SAG-AFTRA has aired the case of NBC dismissing Gabrielle Union from judging America's Got Talent. While SAG-AFTRA investigates the matter, NBC says it's communicating with Union's reps about concerns she raised judging this past summer's competition. Production is underway on Flight NH370, a miniseries about the Malaysia Airlines flight tragedy 5 years ago involving 239 passengers. Clickbait will be an 8-episode Netflix miniseries dealing with social media consequences. Zoe Kazan and Adrian Grenier will co-star. BBC America's big New Year's Day attraction, the season 12 premiere of Doctor Who, with Jodie Whittaker back for a second run as the first all-female time and space traveling doctor. Another season premiere item, The Magicians will begin its fifth round on Sci-Fi January 15th. And the Hollywood Competition Picture expands tonight with Season 2 of Making of NBC and Season 7 of The Great Christmas Light Fight at ABC. Fight will keep fighting next holiday season thanks to an ABC renewal last month. And that is news notes for today. We'll have the rest of today's program starting with a tribute to a pioneering TV executive, Herb Granis. That will come after we pause for a message from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you love plays or films or books like To Kill a Mockingbird, well, the bestseller from the New York Times and Amazon, Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, might be just up your alley. It has that kind of Harper Lee flavor to it. And the good news is, you can give it today as a holiday gift to yourself or another adult you love by subscribing to Audible.com. That's right. Just subscribe, and Where the Crawdads Sing, or a book you like, could become an audio gift for you or someone you love by subscribing today at audibletrial.com/televised. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken and digital audio entertainment information plus inspiration as well. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or iHeartRadio. And remember, you get a trio of audiobooks, not just one or two, a trio of audiobooks when you take the one-month trial. Two of those are from the growing collection of Audible Originals, original audio productions, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater from across the country, and the great one-woman and one-man shows you find only at Audible.com. It's a great bargain. Plus, get great customer service during your one-month trial from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So hear for yourself this holiday season and beyond how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world or people you know hear the world as well. For that wonderful trial run, 1 month to go, and three audiobooks, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Few television executives get the opportunity to transform more than one side of their field. Herb Granitz, over the course of his brilliant lifetime and career in television, was able to do just that in three areas: sports television, cable television, and international TV. In the 1970s, Granitz was one of the behind-the-scenes people at ABC Sports, making it, as Rue Knowledge and crew would say, the leader in sports television. Behind NFL Monday Night Football, ABC's My World of Sports, The American Sportsman, coverage of NCAA college football on Saturday afternoons, and so much more, including being the big maker of the Olympics, making it the sports spin now on NBC. In fact, in 2001, Granitz's contribution won him a Sports Lifetime Achievement Award from the Television Academy. In the early 1980s, Granitz, still with ABC, really saw the potential for cable television to expand the choices and the options that viewers had. And in 1981, he was the brain behind Alpha, the Alpha Repertory Television Service. It was designed to be a performing arts service. And when it merged with the Entertainment Channel, a pay service also covering performing arts, in 1984, it became the Arts Entertainment Network, or A&E, where it formally adopted that title more than a decade later. Under Granitz's tenure, Arts Entertainment Network was one of the top award-winning television networks in terms of presenting not only fiction, but nonfiction as well. It was in the late 1980s that A&E revived the acclaimed series from David Wolper, Biography, and later on did a retrospective of Mr. Wolper's work. Biography became first a weekly attraction and then a nightly attraction. Ultimately, it got its own channel, programmed by A&E Networks. And A&E also did a lot of great things, from the award-winning miniseries Captain Horatio Hornblower to such unique dramatic properties as 100 Center Street, which marked the return to television of award-winning director Sidney Lumet, and Nero Wolfe. Many people think that's the best version of that popular mystery character by Rex Stout. Later on, of course, A&E would change to become an all-unscripted channel, but it was Granitz's pioneering effort that made A&E on the map in the first place. And while he was doing A&E, A&E, the parent, also put together the History Channel and Lifetime, all major contributions to the world of television. And then, as time went on, Granitz saw the possibility of ABC and later parent Walt Disney getting involved overseas, and he spearheaded that effort. He also got involved in the International Emmy Awards through the National Academy of TV Arts and Sciences. And he was the advocate of getting programming produced in the United States overseas, and some of that programming overseas to come to the United States through A&E and other means. And it was also Herb Granitz that, still in sports TV mode, had the foresight to say, you know what, ABC, we should invest in ESPN and maybe make that the worldwide leader in sports. And he sure did. It was Granitz who encouraged the investment in the first place by ABC, at Cap Cities ABC, to invest in ESPN in the 1980s, and of course, we all know what happened there. Herb Granitz, who I had met a number of times in the course of covering television in the 1980s, was one class individual. If he liked you, he would remember you every time he saw you, and he certainly did. He was a pleasure to talk to, he was a pleasure to get to know, and you could see, in a very quiet, understated way, the passion and the commitment he had to fostering more choice for TV viewers. Earlier today, we and a lot of people who knew Herb Granitz found out that he had passed away last week at his home in Stamford, Connecticut, at the age of 91. He leaves behind his wife of over 60 years, actress Ann Flood. Some of you may remember her as one of the co-stars of the long-running daytime drama, The Edge of Night, still one of my favorite daytime drama of all time, which starred at CBS and ended its run at ABC. And so many executives and people at A&E Networks, at ABC, and throughout the television industry, some of whom have paid tributes on Facebook and Twitter today, who rejoice in what he did for television. Herb Grath was understated. He did not want to take the credit for what he did. He liked to spread it around. And first and foremost, he was a viewer's executive. Not just a company executive, a viewer's executive. Always looking for new opportunities, always looking for new possibilities, and most important, looking out for TV viewers. I have a hunch that if Grath was still in the business today, even late in the stage of his life, he would love what Netflix is doing, Hulu is doing, Amazon is doing, the fact that more and more TV programs, not just from England, but from Canada and all over the world, are getting a shot here in the United States. And I think he'd like what Netflix is now doing as the world's biggest original programmer. And I think he'd like where ESPN is at now that there's ESPN Plus. And he'd like where Disney is at too. And I'm sure he would like to rub his hands, get in the sand, get in the dirt, and get moving to create even more opportunities and possibilities for people. That's the kind of executive that Herb Grath was. Not just at one point of his life, but his entire life. And a lot of people will remember him for that. Yours truly will. I'd love to hear what you think. If you knew Herb Grath or you'd like to pay tribute to him, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Again, that's 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up next, why is this Cyber Monday different from all other Cyber Mondays to this point? I've got an answer to that question and a big prediction. But first, we'll let you know who's coming up on Tomorrow Be Televised later this week and a week from today. This Friday, Hulu premieres its latest original scripted series, Reprisal. It's from the executive producer of Fargo and The Handmaid's Tale, former NBC executive Warren Littlefield. And it's about a femme fatale that's quite memorable. We will have a same-day interview up front with its creator, executive producer, and showrunner, Josh Corbin. And Vudu, the video on demand service from Walmart, is getting into the holiday season spirit with its first made-for-TV flick, just made for the season. It's called Christmas on the Range. We've got the producer of that project, Gary Wheeler. He'll be along for the ride. That's Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And then next Monday, one of our guests is an award-winning producer-director, and she has an interesting HBO production coming out week after next. Or I should say week after this. It's called Moonlight Sonata, Deafness in Three Movements. It's a very unique tale about growing up, love of music, and love of family. And yes, being and dealing with being deaf. The name of the program again is Moonlight Sonata, Deafness in Three Movements. And it's getting rave reviews. And we will have its producer-director, Irene Taylor-Brodsky, live with us next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. I hope you'll join us. That's this Friday, next Monday, again, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And now, a comment. In case you don't know, I'm Jewish. And being Jewish, you get the chance to mark holidays with your family or your fellow Jews in synagogue. One of those famous festivals is Passover, the festival of light, the festival of spring, and it's a festival you can either celebrate in the synagogue or celebrate at home with your family through what is called a Seder. It's a gathering. And my family has always preferred doing it at home. In fact, in the last 5 years, I've led my family's Seder, and it's always a wonderful honor and privilege. One of the highlights of a Seder is what we call the four questions, where the youngest person present gets the opportunity to ask a quartet of questions that frame the basis of why Passover exists. The first question, why is this night different from all other nights in a year? I want to take that question and frame it to today, Cyber Monday 2019. What's happening right now? The question I'm going to pose, why is this Cyber Monday different from all other Cyber Mondays to this point? Here's my answer. You may agree with it, you may disagree with it. I'd love to hear what you think. This Cyber Monday, 2019, is different because it's the first Cyber Monday ever that more American people, more American households, can buy products and services through their television set. Not just their smartphone, not just online, through their television set. Why? The majority of American households have a smart TV set or smart TV device. They are already watching upwards of 10 billion hours, that's billions and billion hours, of content and apps a month. And it's growing rapidly. And a fast-growing number of that smart TV set and device population now have incorporated into their product artificial intelligence-powered voice features that allow them to control the set with their voice as well as their remote control. Whether it's a voice service is Google Assistant or Alexa or Siri or Cortina or something else, and whether they're using a Amazon Fire TV or Roku, a set from Vizio, Panasonic, Sharp, LG, Samsung, they have a power they didn't have before to order products and services through their television set with their voice, as well as their remote control. Consider this. If you have Amazon Fire TV in any iteration, the operating system in your television set, which quite a few sets have, or a streaming stick, or a plug-in, you now have the power to order any Amazon product you want. If you have Food Network Kitchen, which you can get for $6 a month, which has been around for about a month and a half now, and I understand to rave reviews, you can order groceries, kitchen utensils, and ingredients anytime you want, and Amazon will either same-day ship it or next-day ship it to you. Right now, you have that power. And for some smart TV-powered services, such as Spirits Network and Minnow, two that we've covered in recent months, Minnow last week on this program, you can actually order products that are featured on the service, whether it's liquor through Spirits Network while you're watching the programming, or faith-based books, toys, games, etc. through Minnow. Again, with your voice through your television set. And chances are that if you bought a smart TV set or a smart TV device already this holiday season, Black Friday today included, you will get the ability to order products and services through your television set. We're not talking about the days of Home Shopping Network, QVC, etc., which is done by the phone. We're talking about with your voice through the television set. And more people have that ability, a very sizable chunk. It's very interesting that statistics came out earlier today that so far, Black Friday alone, $7.4 billion was spent on goods and services online. And $2.7 billion to $3 billion of that, depending on the resource source you use or heard, are doing it through smartphones. I have yet to see a report today. I've been watching CNBC, other places too, and I've yet to see anybody address how much of a factor smart TV sets and smart TV devices were this Cyber Monday, or Black Friday for that matter. Incidentally, Adobe Analytics, in a study that came out today, believes that Cyber Monday, today, there will be a record $9.7 billion of merchandise sold online. Online. Including smartphones. I'd love to know how much of that will be done through smart TV sets and smart devices. Yeah, I know, it'll pale in comparison to online, it will pale in comparison to smartphones, and it'll pale in comparison to going to stores, the brick-and-mortar approach. But I have a sense that people are wising up this Cyber Monday to the ability to buy and order merchandise through television. It's a hunch. And that's why I'm going to step out on a limb and make this prediction. I'm predicting that a decade from now, when we're getting ready to close out the 2020s, Cyber Monday 2029, the billions spent on products and services through smart TV sets and devices will approach and maybe equal the billions spent online this very day. Let me say it again. The billions will be spent on smart TV set, smart TV device, ordered, bought merchandise will approach or equal the billions spent of merchandise online 10 years from now. Cyber Monday 2029. Put that in the books. I have a strong hunch the American public's going to go for it. If you notice how they're embracing smart TV sets and products already, in terms of how much, remember, right now, they are watching billions of hours of content a month, 10 billion plus hours a month. That's how they're watching Netflix. That's how they're watching Hulu and Amazon and CBS All Access and a whole bunch of services that have become either exclusive or use smart TV products as their main way to get the viewers. And again, I think that we'll start to see a sliver of activity, maybe even more than a sliver of activity this Cyber Monday. And I'm willing to stand behind this prediction. Love to hear what you think. Call me, email me, use the chat room. Love to hear what you think about this. I think the American public is ready for this, folks. They've got the interactive power now. And again, keep in mind, every smart TV set and device that is available this Black Friday, this Cyber Monday for sale has the power to give consumers to order products and services with their voice as well as their remote control. One more thing. I don't get a chance to hear our interview with Tracy Spedlow of Interactive TV Today and the upcoming TV Tomorrow show, which takes place, by the way, less than 48 hours from now, this Wednesday, in Manhattan's Tribeca neighborhood. I'll be there. I'll be covering it for both Tomorrow Be Televised and for Media Village, the Media Leadership website. And I promise you, I will raise this question about why is this Cyber Monday different from all those Cyber Mondays. I'm curious to hear what the panels will say about this. And that's why it's more important than ever that press get on this topic, that TV conferences and advertising conferences and consumer electronics conferences speculate, get discussions going about the future of smart TV sets and smart devices and their role to play before the retail industry, the restaurant industry, and other industries that offer goods and services to us, the American public. And when this next decade is done, Cyber Monday 2029 happens, I have a strong hunch that we're all going to be very, very surprised. Very surprised. But for right now, and for right now, the cyber TV merchandising commerce revolution has started. The green light is on. Train is leaving the station. Let's see how fast the American public gets on board. You're listening to Tomorrow Be Televised, the program all about the two. Thank you much for tuning in on this Cyber Monday 2019. Simon, I'm with you live from New York. Again, it's very, very snowy here in the New York metro area. The latest forecast from the Weather Channel, 1 to 5 inches here in New York City, depending on where you are. upwards of 5-6 inches upstate New York. Places like Albany, New York, by the way, have over a foot of snow, and they're getting more. Some places in Massachusetts, Connecticut, upwards of 2 feet of snow. That includes the snow they got yesterday. And again, it's all supposed to drop out of here by overnight tomorrow. And incidentally, the temperature is supposed to raise to go up to the 40s for the rest of this week. Love to hear what you thought about our commentary. And so if you'd like to, please give us a call, 646-652-2906. It's 646-652-2906. Numbers get anywhere. You catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And I'd still like to hear what you're thinking. Anybody who's listening to us that may know, have known Herb Granis, worked with him, knew of him, we'd love to hear from you too. So give us a call. Use our chat room. That's 646-652-2906. And our chat room is SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Incidentally, if you'd like to catch up on our episodes so far this year and this month, well, just go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. We're also available 24/7 on podcasts through iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, and also iHeartRadio.com on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you go to iHeartRadio.com, remember you can go to that website, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you're right there. And some of our podcasts are now available at the Media Destination website. That's www.mediavillage.com. I write columns for them, and it's a lot of fun to do. And while you're going there, incidentally, check out another wonderful podcast called Insider Insights with my good friend Evie Moss. It's a wonderful series, just past 50 podcasts a week or so ago. Congratulations, Evie, and all the guests who've been on your program. I'd like to go on your program soon. Let's talk about that soon. And in any event, check that out as well. And also check out the great columns and reporting you'll find about where TV is at and where it's going from people like Jack Myers, Evie, Ed Martin, Charlene Weiser, Juan Ayala, Jeff Minsky, the technology correspondent, and a whole lot more. That's all at MediaVillage.com, www.MediaVillage.com. You'll be very happy you did. And, of course, if you check out my Tomorrow Be Televised columns as well, we'll be going to the TV of Tomorrow show on Wednesday here in Manhattan. It's Rebecca's wonderful neighborhood on West Broadway. And we'll have a column or two out of that from that event. And we'll find out it'll be posted later in the week or early next week at www.mediavillage.com. When we come back, our classic trivia question of the week, we'll have the answer to the one we posted the last 2 weeks. And we've got a brand new one for you with not one, but two prizes in play. The Monty Python FAQ book and something from Ellen DeGeneres and her show. We'll get to that as we pause near the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet. www.blogtalkradio and www.spreaker.com. Together they reach more than 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. BTR and Spreaker, your home for Inner Circle Radio. Check it out today, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. That's Inner Circle Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Remember, as always, you'll find the best of BTR and Spreaker at YouTube.com. YouTube, by the way, also available on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Welcome back to Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Avon with you live from New York. Hope you're hanging in with the snow or the rain, depending on where you are along the East Coast. Here in New York, 33 degrees at the top of the hour. Again, if you haven't heard, the latest call from the Weather Channel, 1 to 5 inches of snow here in New York, upwards of 6 inches or more, upstate New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, et cetera, et cetera. Again, wherever you are up and down the East Coast, if you are planning to travel, especially by plane, before you leave, check your local carrier or the airport. A lot of flights have been delayed all over the place, and they've also already been canceled because of the situation with the storms, not only here in the New York metro area and up and down the Northeast, but also out west as well. So, and, of course, the remnants of the storm that took place in the Midwest yesterday. So, again, check your local carrier or your airport. A lot of flights have been delayed up to 4 hours, and some have been canceled altogether. Same thing with Amtrak, and the same thing with other rail systems as well. If you're in the New York City area listening to this, if you're going out tonight, best bet, take mass transit if you can, and stay off the roads so that the snow plows can get their job done by the time that hopefully the snow will be out of here overnight tomorrow. All right, time now for our classic trivia question of the week. First of all, let's give you the answer to the one we've been posing over the last 2 weeks. And something very interesting happened. Three, not one, not two, but three of our previous winners all came through with the correct answer. Hope Cochran, Adam Silver, and today, Doug Frazier. They all came through with the correct answer. All based in the New York City area, by the way. They all came through the last couple of days. Doug came in this morning with the correct answer. And the correct answer, incidentally, the question, first of all, was name TV's first Zorro and Zorro's creator. I think a lot of people got the first part of it correct, and that's Guy Williams. Of course, you know him also as one of the stars of Lost in Space in the 1960s. But he was TV's first Zorro in the late 1950s. That was a series that Walt Disney put together, ran on ABC for two seasons. Plus, they had specials on the Walt Disney Presents series, later The Wonderful World of Color. But a lot of you, I'm sure, did not know the creator. His name was Jonathan McCullin. And in 1919, he created the first of several Zorro novels called The Curse of Capistrano. Later on, in the 1940s, McCullin put together a monthly Zorro story for a pulp magazine. And over 50 stories in all by the time it was wrapped in the 1950s. Incidentally, McCullin also was a major writer of screenplays under various pseudonyms. Under various trade names, and also he was a very big writer of pulp fiction in the 1920s and 30s, wrote for various magazines over the course of his career. Very, very prolific author. So again, the answer was Guy Williams was TV's first Zorro. Jonathan McCulley was the creator of that very famous character with the Z. That's right. And I'm sure somewhere out there, there is somebody that is working on a revival of Zorro somewhere, someplace. I have no doubt about that. And if that is the case, we find out that info, we, of course, will let you know. So now, let's bring on a new classic trivia question. And we have two prizes for you this time around. Once again, we're offering the Monty Python FAQ book, All That's Left to Know About Spam, Grail Spam, Nudging, Bruce and Spam by Chris Barsanti, Brian Cogan, Jeff Nassy. And from the Ellen DeGeneres Show, we have Ellen playing cards. And both of them will come your way if you know the answer to this question. In the 1950s, one of the most prolific production companies around was Four Star Television. It started in 1952 with a series called Four Star Playhouse that ran four seasons. It was called Four Star because four movie stars created that venture. In time, other programs like Zangray Theater, The Rifleman, Trackdown, Wanted Dead or Alive, and Burke's Law came from this production company that had its heyday from the mid-1950s to the mid-1960s. The question, name three of the four stars that created Four Star Television. Name three of the four stars that created Four Star Television. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, when you email, enclose your name and your full mailing address. If you are the winner, you will get the prizes mailed as soon as possible. Once again, the question, name three of the four movie stars who created Four Star Television. And if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, when you email, enclose your full name and your full mailing address. If you missed the question a moment ago, we will post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. And once again, we should point out that earlier this year, we instituted a rule because we had a number of multiple winners over the course of our time we've done the trivia question feature that have won twice, sometimes three times, so that you can give more people an opportunity to win. We said that once you win, that's it. So if you're new, you haven't tried it before, I hope you do this time. Let me give you the question one more time. Be a little bit favor for you. Name three of the movie stars behind Four Star Television. Name three of the four movie stars behind Four Star Television. So get in the game and win. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So do so and all the very best. One more time, our prize in play this week, Monty Python FAQ, published by Applause Books, and from the Ellen DeGeneres Show, Ellen's Playing Card Pack. And that will do it for this special edition, a little bit earlier ending than normal, of Tomorrow Be Televised. And once again, I want to offer condolences to the family and many, many friends of Herb Granath, the former ABC Sports, A&E, and ABC International executive who passed away last week at the age of 91 at his home in Stamford, Connecticut. And again, I hope that you, if you like, use our chat room, give me a call, use my email. We'd love to get your thoughts. And I'll tell you what, if you have any thoughts about Herb Brenneth, we'd love to present them on the air on Friday's episode. So email me, find me on social media, Facebook or Twitter, and if you want, we will get your thoughts on the air. Remember, coming up Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we'll have from the new Hulu series Reprisal that premieres on Friday, same-day interview with executive producer, creator, and showrunner Josh Corbin. And from the new Vudu original movie Christmas on the Range, producer Gary Wheeler. And then next Monday, among our guests, we'll have the producer, director, and editor of the new HBO special Moonlight Sonata, Deafness in Three Movements, Irene Taylor-Brodsky. If you came in late on today's program, or you want to catch up an episode you missed, go to our homepage, ASAP, and enjoy at www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget, we're available 24/7 on podcasts, iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network at www.iHeartRadio.com. Just go to that website, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you get our episodes just like that. Some of our episodes now available on podcast at MediaVillage.com. It's www.MediaVillage.com, the media leadership destination on the Internet. I'd love to hear from you about today's episode. What do you think about our Cyber Monday commentary and my prediction that 10 years from now, Cyber Monday 2029, billions of merchandise orders will be placed through the television set that will approach or be equal to the billions ordered online. Love you to think about that prediction. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. I do respond to email in 24 hours. Remember, you can use that for our Classic Trivia Question of the Week. Also, we have a regular feature, for those of you listening to us for the first time, called A Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that deserves more attention than it's getting? Well, let me know, and we will give it that attention, and of course, we'll give you the credit for it. All right? So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook anytime you like, and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonCWBT. I use Twitter to keep people posted about what's going on in the world of television, and when special events happen, like awards like the Golden Globes, the Emmy Awards, et cetera, we do special live coverage as the awards are being presented. So check it out. Over 700 followers, by the way, on our Twitter feed. You'll find that at twitter.com. And, of course, my email, my Twitter address is at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. However you communicate with us, we communicate back to you. It's very simple why. What you say matters now more than ever. So do so, and then we respond. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate of Blog Talk Radio is Candace Williams. Andy Toad's Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Enterprise are Al Levy and Bob Charish. Tomorrow We Televise is brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. It makes a great holiday gift for yourself or others that you know. For that one-month trial, three audiobooks, two of them Audible originals, audibletrial.com/televise. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Cyber Monday 2019 and the rest of the week as well. Again, if you're in an area that's dealing with the storm, if you have to travel today, please use mass transit if you can. If you have to go by travel by bus or by plane or by rail, check with the carrier or the train, rail, et cetera, and plane or airport first before you go out. We'll be back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio Speaker and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And by the way, again, if you're in the area of New York on Wednesday, see me. Get together at the TV of Tomorrow show that's taking place in Manhattan at the Tribeca, Becca Twin Stages. That's the name of the place, Tribeca Twin Stages. And if you want to know more details about the TV of Tomorrow show, go to Tracy Swerbo's website, itvt.com, or tvotshow.com. It's tvotshow.com. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.